Abundance isn't primarily about money, it's a state of consciousness. While conventional financial guides focus on external strategies like investments and budgeting, the true path to prosperity begins within. When we harmonize our inner world of thoughts with the outer world of physical reality, money naturally flows to support the life we're meant to live. This approach doesn't demand harder work or delayed gratification. Instead, by connecting with the generosity of spirit, we access infinite abundance and unlimited possibilities. Most people struggle with wealth because they approach it through effort and anxiety, but at the soul level, generosity manifests as infinite abundance. By embodying these qualities, we achieve wealth in its truest sense, beyond mere financial accumulation. As Bob Marley wisely noted, some people are so poor, all they have is money. The closer we get to our source of awareness, the more power our consciousness has to transform into material wealth. This explains why some people seem to attract prosperity effortlessly, while others struggle despite hard work. The difference lies in their relationship with abundance at the consciousness level. When we align with our Dharma, the path supporting our true nature, our consciousness creates a material reality reflecting our inner state. Despite high job satisfaction rates, fewer than a third of people truly thrive. We tend to adapt to jobs rather than find work that expresses our authentic selves. Interestingly, the most satisfying careers aren't always the highest paying. Clergy top the satisfaction rankings, followed by CEOs, chiropractors, and firefighters, while physicians rank lower despite substantial incomes. Job satisfaction stems from specific working conditions: fair compensation, though this plateaus, manageable stress, job security, strong colleague relationships, feeling heard, and growth opportunities. Yet human connection can transcend role prestige. Two engaging supermarket cashiers might find more joy than an overwhelmed, paperwork-laden physician. Aim to earn what you believe you're worth rather than pursuing money for its own sake. Money won't make an unfulfilling job bearable, create genuine relationships, or provide real self-worth. Being heard at work is crucial. When leadership doesn't listen, you're reduced to a drone, and dissatisfaction becomes inevitable. Since the Big Bang, two forces have shaped existence. Evolution builds complexity, while entropy breaks it down. Human consciousness navigates these same forces. Despite entropy's destructive effects through war and disaster, creative intelligence drives evolution forward, including money, which has enabled civilization for 5 millennia. Most people exist where entropy and evolution intersect, taking 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Unconscious habits lead to waste, while conscious choices create value. Money, born from consciousness, can serve either force. Entropic choices include fantasy thinking, treating money as the goal itself, fear of poverty, and winning at any cost. What advances evolution? Self-sufficiency through core values, personal responsibility, cooperation for mutual benefit, and meaningful work that brings present fulfillment. Success comes from authenticity and awareness. Creative intelligence works through us like a toddler learning to walk, driven by an inner impulse toward growth. As Einstein observed, the wonder in a child's eyes discovering walking connects to humanity's greatest achievements. This same force propels our conscious evolution. Awareness is the catalyst for change, illuminating hidden patterns and possibilities. Your relationship with money intertwines with your deepest wants, fears, and dreams. Simple awareness resides in the gap between thoughts. While this space usually passes unnoticed in our busy lives, mindfulness practice can expand it into quiet mind, a state of calm, peace, and contentment characterized by deep relaxation and mental clarity. When feeling scattered, a brief center practice can help. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, focus on your heart, breathe into your belly for 4 counts, exhale for 6, pause naturally, and repeat. 3 to 5 minutes of this practice can restore centeredness. Negative beliefs, often formed in childhood, act as barriers to simple awareness by triggering automatic reactions from the past. By cultivating simple awareness, you create space for prosperity consciousness to naturally emerge. Yoga connects to money through consciousness in motion. While having enough money improves well-being, excessive wealth can decrease happiness. The key difference lies between being rich and being fulfilled. The attitude of abundance transforms our expectations and identity. Billionaire H.L. Hunt demonstrated how meaningless wealth can be without fulfillment. Despite his fortune, he wore shoes with holes, trapped in a poverty mindset. An attitude of lack manifests as self-doubt, skepticism, and defensiveness. In contrast, abundance cultivates self-confidence, optimism, and resilience when facing obstacles. The Japanese concept of ikigai, reason for being, defines fulfillment through four elements: love, using talents, maintaining affordability, and meeting world needs. Similarly, Indian tradition teaches four life aims: artha, prosperity; kama, pleasure; dharma, moral living; and moksha, spiritual liberation. Both frameworks warn against letting material wealth overshadow moral and spiritual growth. Consider your relationship with money. Do you approach finances from fear and scarcity, or possibility and abundance? This mindset shapes not just your wealth, but your joy along the way. Evolving your awareness unlocks life's abundance. Yoga identifies seven key qualities of creative intelligence: bliss, intelligence, creative expression, love, successful action, sensual pleasure, and security. When developed, these qualities generate abundance. The seven chakras, energy centers arranged along the spine but existing in consciousness, map this intelligence. Each expresses a distinct quality, flowing from crown, bliss, to root, security. The crown chakra connects to pure bliss, not fleeting external pleasure, but the inherent joy of consciousness itself. Joseph Campbell popularized this concept through his famous Follow Your Bliss teaching. The throat chakra governs language and self-expression. Words shape our success in education, relationships, and earning respect, either supporting or blocking creative intelligence. The heart chakra centers on emotions and happiness, while the solar plexus chakra governs personal power and successful action. Being in the zone flows from this power center, marked by certainty, inner calm, and effortless action. Though written during the pandemic, the themes of yoga, abundance, and creative intelligence remain timeless. In troubled times, people turn to spirituality for both solace and wisdom about existence and purpose. As Tagore suggests, spirit abandons no one, yet wisdom begins when we listen to the music inside, manifesting differently for each person through meditation, art, service, or contemplative practice. Today's spiritual landscape shows evolution beyond organized religion. People express themselves outside doctrines while remaining open to transcendent experiences and ancient wisdom. Despite its diversity, this grassroots movement of personal spirituality represents our most viable path forward. Abundance transcends material wealth. It's about being more rather than having more. By aligning with creative intelligence, we discover that prosperity flows naturally. The journey from scarcity to abundance begins with transforming our internal state from "I am not enough" to "I am enough," recognizing our inherent wholeness and connection to the infinite source of creation.